Now, you know, the mission at Rush Creek is to engage people in authentic relationships through a genuine community that seeks to reflect the person of Jesus Christ. And one of our core values talks about the investment of ministry into this community area. It's one thing to have a mission that you live out in your church. It's another thing to literally act like it and understand the reality of our Christian faith. Gene Galuz. Many of you know Gene Galuz. Gene is still a longtime member of Rush Creek Bible Church. We have gifted him to the state of Tennessee for retirement, but he's really not retired. Gene was a former successful CEO of the Sonneville Corporation, and God challenged his heart, and he decided to act like it and developed a New Creations Ministries. He's the president and the founder of this ministry that seeks to transform and challenge people in the prisons, where you really do need to develop authentic relationships. So I've got several questions I'm going to ask Gene, and Gene's going to share a little bit about the ministries. And Gene, one of your core values in your mission is, you call it the lifestyle transformation. Can you tell us a little bit about the specific ways that New Creation impacts prisoners with lifestyle evangelism?
Sure. Very often I'll say to an inmate where I'm having a one-on-one, you know, if your lifestyle doesn't change while you're in prison, it certainly isn't going to change when you get out. And that's the reason they keep coming back. The recidivism rate is like 70%. The inmates come back within 3 years. So we have three specific ministries. One is called the one-on-one. And we see roughly 5,500 men and women every year. And praise the Lord, over 700 usually come to know the Lord through that ministry. And then many of the Christians are helped as well. Then we have Bridge Builders, which is a 26-week ministry, a 12-step program where some real work has been done. And we've had men and women tell us that they've tried all the different programs that the state has to offer them for addiction and other things, behavioral issues, and Bridge Builders is the thing that really spoke to the heart. Why? Because it's biblically based and Christ-centered. And then the last ministry that we have is one of Bible correspondence courses. And you know, we have over 3,000 active members, inmates that are doing courses on a regular basis. And many of you grade those lessons here, and that's a wonderful ministry. I think that's the really groundwork where it's really happening.
Now, what are some major challenges that you face with New Creations Ministries, both with the prisoners but also in their families? What are several major challenges?
Are you speaking of the prisoners' families?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The major challenge, I believe, is the fact that inmates, both male and female, have been abused during their lifetime. And it's very difficult for them to have good relationships with those on the outside or even people that come in or with other inmates because of those abuses. They don't trust anybody. And of course, we know that when you really trust the Lord, that there is a big change that takes place. I don't believe in reformation. You can't reform the old man and the old nature. And so they need transformation. And so if we can get the word of God into their hearts and into their lives like we do through the Bible courses, it's so meaningful. At one time, there was a ministry of Bible courses for inmates' families. And that source has dried up, and now we're trying to find something that will work. But there is opportunity. There's so much opportunity in the prisons. How long we'll have the opportunity, I don't know. You know what the political climate is. They're trying to suppress true Christianity, evangelicals, wherever you go, it seems like. So that's also a great prayer request.
Well, that brings up the final question, Gene. What are several prayer requests that you might have for New Creation Ministries that here at Rush Creek we can actually engage with you and be supportive of you? What are some prayer requests that you could give to us specifically?
Well, it just so happens I have one of these flyers here. And what it's saying here is faithfully pray for continued open doors, the various segments of our ministry, the staff, volunteers, and inmates, and the financial needs. And then, of course, pray that we'll get more volunteers to grade lessons. That's always a problem, but it's a good problem to have. And just pray for the inmates. Boy, it's just so great to see their lives transformed. I'm working with a young man right now who's addicted to heroin. He's in prison. He gets drugs in prison. And you can get anything you want in prison. Believe me, folks, you can. And so we've been working with him. He's committed his life to the Lord, but he's still struggling. And so I've seen him four or five times now and continue to visit him every week and just share God's word, because that's the thing that's going to transfer in life. So pray that the doors will be open. Pray that our needs will be met. As we grow, our financial needs go up and our costs go up, obviously. We have about $70,000 a year that we have to spend just to take care of the materials and the postage to get materials back and forth to inmates.
Well, Gene, thank you for your sacrifice and for giving of your life. You could have stayed in business a lot longer, but the Lord really challenged you with the definite need for this. And you guys can meet Gene later. You can see him out in the gymnasium. If the Lord has really touched your heart with New Creation Ministries to inmates and their families, talk to Gene. Ask him how you specifically can get involved. And let me just have a word of prayer with you, Gene. Let's focus on those prayer requests. We join together on this. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for a ministry that extends into a community that very few of us have any knowledge of, much less awareness of the specifics. Thank you for your touching Gene's heart to create this ministry, to develop this ministry. He's not alone in this effort, but we pray, Lord, that you would encourage him and strengthen him. We pray for the volunteers that are part of this. We pray for the financial aspects that are always the substance and foundation of being able to give and give with a generous heart. We pray, Lord, that that would continue to take place and continue to happen. And just pray for Gene himself. Pray for his strength. Pray for his heart. Pray for his desire to serve you, Lord, and his connection. We pray for this young man, Father, young man he shared about that Gene's working with. And we know, Lord, that you're working deeply in the hearts of these inmates and preparing them to receive the truth. And we just pray that the truth will be given to them. And on that reception, they'll be able to transform with the renewing of their minds. Thank you, Father God, for this great privilege. Thank you for this church and the ministries that we're able to support. Continue to bless Gene and his family. We just praise you and honor you with this, Father, and we ask this in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Gene. Make sure you see Gene and talk to him later after the service as well.